Hey there, everybody. It is May the 5th.
Cinco de Mayo,
2010. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
And you're listening to us on WVEW LP 107.7 FM Brattleboro Community Radio. You're listening to us on clickexposed.com. And as always, we are broadcasting with pride worldwide on Q Nation FM. Hello to all of our Q Nation FM listeners.
Yes, welcome.
So this was it. This was the day. This was the big...
I know, the big announcement. Someone was coming out.
Was it Anderson Cooper?
No.
Was it Queen Latifah?
No. Was it anyone that I knew?
Was it Ricky Martin?
No. And I thought I had a good hot tip there. I thought it would definitely be south of the border, but it turns out it was just south of the Mason-Dixon line. Yes.
So if you were living under a rock, or you looked at the mainstream media and still didn't notice it because it really wasn't that notable. Shelley, this is the problem. I don't even know if it's Shelley or Chelly, and I do listen to some country music, but
yeah, I don't.
I don't know. So Shelley Wright, who is a country singer, came out today on the cover of People magazine. I think she was on The View. She's just all over the web.
What's weird about this is that the only song I know of hers is Single White Female, where she's talking about looking for a guy like you or man like you or something like that.
I don't even know that song.
That's the only song I've heard of hers. And I only knew that after I read the whole article and then I played it on Amazon.
I don't even know that. I've never heard of her. I mean, so yay.
But we support her.
Sure.
And her outcoming.
James Withers over on 365gay.com had this to say about it. He said, quote, "These celebrity coming out stories are tired. The pretty ones on the screen are not going to save us. They are too busy working that fame machine, as they should, because that's their job. It's the folks we never see who are going to make the real difference to gay rights. Not convinced it does anything substantial for a star to admit he or she is part of the tribe."
That's right. We're doing the hard work. Me and you.
Yes. We're stars.
Oh, right.
I want to come out on the cover of the Brattleboro Reformer.
They'll be like, whoa, it turns out that the host of This Show Is So Gay is straight.
That would be awesome.
You should do that just so we get a couple listeners.
So Shelley Wright, we have tons of listeners.
No, a couple more.
All right. So Shelley Wright, welcome. Welcome to the Out Tribe.
Welcome to the family.
Hope you enjoy your stay here. Write some country songs for us. But yeah,
well, she's got a new album out, which is really shocking, of course.
Did the timing coincide?
Yeah, it's amazing, these coincidences. Huh.
Shelley Wright, Out.
Welcome.
Just wish I'm so excited. I was so excited for today. I was so excited to talk about
it. I know,
Anderson
we've been
Cooper.
In suspense. See, that's her mistake. If she didn't make it suspenseful, we would have been like, hey, look, bonus. But well, because it was this huge deal that a celebrity was coming out.
It wasn't supposed to
I thought it was going to be like Barack Obama.
Yeah. Like, oh, Liberace. I didn't know who was going to gay to. Yeah. All right, we're going to play some music because I got a feeling that this day was a little anticlimactic and the Black Eyed Peas have a different interpretation of that song. And this is requested by tonight's guest that we'll be welcoming in just a few. Enjoy.
Tonight. get on. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it,
let's do it,
and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock,
rock, rock.
Easy come, easy go, now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop.
Some good news out of New York. The New York Court of Appeals has ruled in two separate cases that non-biological parents of children raised in same-sex relationships have rights similar to those of biological parents. The New York Times reports that in one case, the court ruled that a woman has the right to seek child support from her former partner, even though she is not the biological parent. And in the other case, a woman who entered into a civil union with her partner in good old Vermont can apply for visitation rights for her non-biological child following the couple's split. The court didn't go further in defining parental rights for non-biological parents in same-sex relationships, but an American University law professor named Nancy Polikoff said, quote, "It is a narrow victory that will help the children of couples who marry or enter civil unions, but it will not help the children of parents who don't." Small victories, small victories.
It's something.
What do you got over there?
All right. Well, I've got another story out of New York.
Okay.
Which you'll love.
It's a blood story.
Not only is it Cyndi Lauper,
oh,
but it also covers homeless youth.
Oh,
what?
It's not. I thought you were talking about the blood story.
No, no okay. Blood. No blood. So you're familiar with the Give a Damn campaign.
I am.
Yes. She's done a whole series of ads that are about giving a damn about gay and lesbian rights. And so she's opening up in winter 2011. It was just announced an LGBT homeless youth shelter called the True Colors Homeless Youth Shelter. Isn't that exciting? In Harlem. Because, no, stop singing, please. No,
where was I?
Don't do it, man.
Where am I?
Oh.
I've been watching The Celebrity Apprentice because I have free time. And I've been watching it, and she's on it, and she hasn't gotten kicked off yet, and I enjoy her immensely.
Good for her.
She always says, so that, you know, they all raise money for these various charities, and I think hers is the Stonewall something. I don't think it's the bar. I think it's actual organization. And she always says, for the gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual community, and every time she says it, it throws me off.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sad. That's some sort of sociological statement that I'm thrown off by transgender coming before bisexual.
I don't know. The order gets all mixed up all the time. And so, we need to get a short version.
Queer.
Yeah, that's scandalous, though. Queer. I don't know. I mean, there are queer. Non-heterosexual.
I was saying the blood story because there was something about the New York City Council with Christine Quinn. I somehow got on these Christine Quinn updates, and they come often, and I don't live in the New York City. I just don't remember how I actually got on this mailing list, but damned if I can't get off. But I haven't, I guess, really tried to get off, but it's very difficult.
You're just complaining about
it. I'm just complaining about it. And so there was something about how the New York City Council came out with statements against blood bans. It's not as bad as when I was living in Westchester. Nita Lowy was our representative, and I got on her mailing list. I cannot get off. I tried everything I could possibly do to get off that mailing list. I can't get off.
Nothing.
What other gay story? Sorry, I'm just going off in my own little world right now.
Okay. Yep. Absolutely. I've got a news story for tomorrow. I'm in the future.
Holy crap.
I know. So 8 married same-sex couples and 3 widowers are challenging DOMA in a Massachusetts court tomorrow.
All right.
It's the Gill et al. V. Office of Personnel Management, and the Obama administration is listed as a defendant on that. So follow that story.
Wow.
See what happens.
Our neighbors in Massachusetts.
DOMA would be the Defense of Marriage Act. I should probably specify that.
It is. Also the name of a really cool place to shop for furniture in New York City. But not the point.
No.
Not the point.
Not the point.
Over in New Jersey.
We know New Jersey. I was just there. What did I miss? What did I do?
Derek Lutz.
I was
there.
The
news story says Becca Sheehan on I-95.
Causes stir.
Derek Lutz said, quote, yes. Or no, he did not say yes. I should get his quote correct. He said, quote, yeah, I'm a cross-dresser. He's also an aspiring fashion designer, and shopping for senior prom for him has been easy. He said, quote, everything's set. I got my dress, the shoes. My friend's going to do my hair. He had no worries until he was told last Thursday that wearing the dress to the prom would violate the school's dress code. He was asked to go to the principal's office. He put up a fight the best way he could. But in the meantime, his friend started a petition and collected more than 600 signatures. Hundreds more joined a Facebook page. We got to go join this Facebook page.
It's
called
we do.
Let Derek Lutz Wear a Dress to Prom. The school's principal told ABC News in New York, quote, there was a discussion between the principal and the student. That discussion was taken to other parties in the district, and the issue was resolved. And it was all resolved. And now Derek Lutz can wear a dress to his prom.
Good
for
Derek.
So that's a good thing. What do you got?
I got more. It's just
share
exciting.
With me.
Let's see. Argentina's lower house okayed same-sex marriage.
Saw that.
Yes. Their lower house is called the House of Deputies, and it was a vote 125 to 109, and it probably won't survive the Senate, but that's the first kind of movement we've had in Latin America. So.
And we should take this opportunity to tell our listening audience that next Wednesday we will be broadcasting from Argentina.
They are doing a better job than we are.
That's true. So we're going to broadcast from there.
Yeah, sounds good.
Go? Let's go.
What about Apple?
Apple?
Can we talk about Apple?
Let's talk about Apple.
We've
Can we
given
take
Apple
on?
Good ratings before. And then there's this whole story about the gay New York 101 Can't Miss Places app for the iPhone.
Oh, I did hear about this today.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it because they haven't really banned the app. And so they're trying to rally people behind it, saying, oh, it's homophobic. But it's really not. They have an inflammatory photo associated with the app that shows Sarah Palin and a couple other things.
And they ban the app.
And they ban the app.
All right.
Okay. I don't know. I think the guy who's running the app should probably get rid of the inflammatory photo and see if it really is homophobia.
But let's just take them on for now.
That they don't want to get sued by Sarah Palin.
Let's take them on. This show is so gay. Challenges you, Apple. We're taking you down.
To send me a MacBook Pro.
Oh.
I mean,
No. Down with Apple. We can take them on.
We love our iPods. And
I'm about to play a song off of an iPod.
Through the iMac.
This is our second ever Miley Cyrus song. It's called The Climb, as requested. I thought we had an agreement. We didn't have an agreement. Our guest requests music. We play the darn music.
It's in my contract.
Enjoy the climb.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. Struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes they knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going, and I gotta be strong. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you're gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. Yeah.
It's Miley Cyrus singing The Climb. It's a new Miley Cyrus song on my iPod that I've never had before.
Ever.
I didn't have it before an hour ago. All right, you ready to welcome a guest?
I am ready.
Guest, are you ready to be welcomed?
I am.
That's a good thing. All right, everybody. Shannon Wentworth is the Chief Executive Officer and Founding Partner of Sweet, an eco-friendly lesbian travel company. I'm actually not going to tell you too much more about Sweet because I want you to hear it from Shannon herself. She and Sweet have been profiled in all the major publications from Go to Passport to SheWired, and she was recently named to the Advocate's 40 Under 40. Very, very cool. Shannon Wentworth, welcome to this show, Is So Gay.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
How about that 40 Under 40?
How crazy is that?
You tell us.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet.
Thank God I was born in 1972.
So how did you find out about it?
The Advocate called me and said, hey, give us a picture. We're going to put you in here. And it was something that I had aspired to for a while since they started doing the list. You know, I finally got it, so I feel like, you know, I've actually accomplished something in my life.
I think you've already accomplished, but that was pretty cool. Very cool. Now, I have to. I was going to talk about this later, but can I call you out on something in the 40 under 40? But this wasn't you. This was the Advocate.
Sure.
I'm reading a quote from your section. It says, quote, most of the eco-friendly vacations offered at the same time, which we'll talk about, this quote from you, were cost prohibitive, says Wentworth, who is single and has been a, quote, crazy environmentalist since she was a teenager. Now, I looked at the other 39, Shannon, and it did not say the relationship status of the other people.
Really?
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that because... clearly, I'm so self-centered, I only read my own profile.
I can't believe that.
That's
true.
The only way to get on the 40 under 40, right?
Yeah, right. Time for a relationship. You know, I don't answer that question a ton, you know, because I'd like to, you know, keep my private life private, but at the same, you know, they asked, and I was like, it's the Advocate. You know, there's not very many words about me in that article, and so, you know, having that be one of them, I was like, well, there's so many more important things they could have included.
But I feel like perhaps having that in the 40 under 40 is
could be
the quickest
helpful.
Way to change those couple words.
Have you had inquiries yet?
I haven't had any inquiries, though. Now I'm getting depressed about it.
Oh,
let's talk about sweet. Does talking about sweet perk you up?
Totally.
Let's talk.
Okay, good.
Shannon, for people who know absolutely nothing about Sweet, give us the spiel.
Sweet is really, our main mission is to find ways to give back everywhere we go and to have fun doing it. And to really, when I was researching, you know, different eco-friendly vacations and, you know, volunteer vacations, when I wanted to personally take a vacation, it was like, you're going to go to Costa Rica and you're going to work for, you know, 40-hour, 60-hour work week, and you're going to live, you know, you're going to be in sort of substandard accommodations, and you're going to pay a lot of money to do it.
Right.
And you're going to do a lot of good, but it didn't really feel like a vacation. And what I wanted to do was take something like, you know, you watch a movie like An Inconvenient Truth and you feel really overwhelmed by the enormity of the problem. And I thought, you know, I think more people will be involved in the solution if A, it's fun, and B, you get to see a really noticeable change. And so, we came up with the idea, I was, you know, with my business partner, Jen Rainin, and we were talking about how we could make something like that just much more manageable. And so what we've done is we've taken these huge global issues like global warming and pollution and illiteracy and poverty, and we've broken them up into really small, fun projects, 3 to 5 hour projects, where we can bring in kind of a critical mass of people.
Cool.
And do something really big in a very short period of time that's really fun. So, like, you know, for example, on our Caribbean cruise, we did 7 projects. One of them was we took 152 women to this all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink beach resort, right, with, like, volleyball and kayaking and parasailing and a DJ. And we did a 45-minute competition to see who could find the piece of trash from the farthest away, who could find the most flip-flops, who could find the weirdest piece of trash. And we competed in teams of 5 against each other. We pulled 220 bags of trash off the beach, a kitchen sink, and a, you know, a big screen TV.
Wow.
And you know, we had an enormous impact in a really short period of time. We cleaned up almost 2 miles of beach in 45 minutes because people there. And then we partied the rest of the day at the resort.
Now, did the all-you-can-drink, did that help the project? Or?
Well, most people waited until we got back.
Well,
or did you have to start picking up your your voluntaristas?
I picked up a sink. Oh, no, wait, I picked up my friend over there who fell down.
Yeah. We started the trash pickup right when we got there. We're not stupid. You know, and that's the thing. What, you know, every project that we do ends with all of the participants going out to lunch together and really just celebrating that they just did this tremendous amount of good. So we painted a children's hospital ward in Belize, and
wow.
You know, everybody met afterwards to talk about what they did and just, you know, get to know each other better. It's a really great way to get to know people on vacation because, you know, when you do a project with people, you have something to talk about. So it's really connecting. And I've never been, you know, we had 1,200 women on that cruise, and I've never been in a place where more people were talking to each other. You know, like, so many connections have been made, and I love seeing it. You know, I see it on Facebook all the time, like, that this person connected because of Sweet. It just makes me so happy. There have been so many great business deals and friendships, and, you know, it's been really, really fun to watch. And it was, you know, a large part, you know, the barrier was just much lower to talk, you know, because lesbians are kind of shy. And, you know, somebody like in a dance club or something like that, you're probably not going to walk up and talk to them because you don't know what common ground you have.
Right.
But if you go and, you know, we delivered 1,000 books to a school in Belize, and we created a children's library and painted the classrooms and read the kids' books. And, like, those people had something to talk about. You know, they connected. Like, why are you here? And you know, the connections that were made were really just amazing.
How much are you looking forward to the email that says, we got married and we met on the Sweet cruise?
Well, we've had a few of those.
Look at
already.
That.
I knew it.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. I love it. We had about probably 30% of our ship was single. So there were a lot of connections made, and I'm doing this Live Sweet Voluntour, so I'm going around to markets in the U.S. and rallying, you know, people on our mailing list to come out and do projects with us and have parties with us. And in New York, at our happy hour, I met two women who met on the cruise, and it was very cute.
And when are you coming to Vermont?
When's the Vermont stop?
Help me plan something for Vermont. I'd love to come to Vermont.
All right.
Come to Vermont.
I feel like you guys are already so good, though. Like, you don't really need help.
We need help.
What do you need help with?
We're alone.
Yes. Bring the lesbians to Vermont, please.
Aren't there tons of lesbians there?
Yeah,
there are at least two.
They're down in Northampton. So we'll go visit them. So can we talk about, so now I've actually never been on a cruise, period. Becca, you've been on cruises.
I have been on cruises.
I don't accept boats as a valid form of transportation, but what makes, I just want to put that out, I've never been on a cruise. What makes,
well, you'll
Shannon,
just have to give us tickets so that we can prove it.
Shannon, what makes a lesbian cruise different? Like, what's the vibe of a lesbian cruise? What's the difference between a lesbian cruise and a group of lesbians who go on in an all sexual orientation cruise? What's the vibe of a lesbian cruise?
Well, first, there's just a tremendous sort of comfort that comes with being in a place that sort of recognizes you as a lesbian. You know, you don't have to come out. Everybody is, you know, you have to come out as straight if you're straight. And we had, you know, a lot of, like, just the entertainers, and, like, I brought my mom and stepdad. And,
yay!
You know, and so they had to come out as straight all the time, and they, you know, like, really turn the table. You know, the whole world should be like that all the time. Everybody should feel accepted and loved, and this is a great place. This is a place where it happens. It just happens automatically.
Now,
so did your mother get some perspective changing happening, having to come out as straight the whole cruise?
You know, my mom has been a great advocate and supporter for a long time. I had to kind of beat the ladies off her with a stick. I'm like, you guys leave my mom alone.
Oh.
But my stepdad definitely, like, I feel like he's a little newer to, he's kind of a Republican and kind of Catholic, and he's been around me for quite, like, 12 years now, but you don't know how uncomfortable you are until you're in one of those situations.
It's the barometer.
Yeah, my mom stayed out dancing with me at the 80s party until all hours of the morning, and when she got home, she was totally grilled. He was like, who did you dance with?
No wonder you're single. You have your mom haunting you on the cruise.
Oh, come on now.
Wow. I'm going to move on very quickly from that image. Are there any gay men on the cruise?
We had about 2% gay men, I would say.
I thought you were just going to, like, say someone's name. We had Billy. He was on a cruise cruises ago. And
we had a decent number of gay men. And then, you know, what also happens is the crew comes out, and they have an opportunity to really be who they are for a week with us. And so there were probably 15 crew members, like, from the entertainment staff and the you know, different positions on the crew, and they got to come out and hang out with us for a week, and it really added a nice dimension, you know, to have all To have some gay boys with us.
Because I gotta be honest with you, I think I would be so much more comfortable on a lesbian cruise than I would be on a gay male cruise.
I think there are a lot of gay men out there like that who just don't feel like, you know, kind of the, you know, party. We party, though. I think there's some of the surprise. I thought we were going to be all mellow and, like, knitting and shit at night. And
We've had Mariah Hansen, who organizes the Dinah, on the show a few times.
Yeah.
And she...
Some parties on board our cruise.
Yeah, she let us know that it's not a lot of knitting going on.
It's not a lot of knitting.
No, it's kind of crazy. and, you know, it was really nice to have, you know, it was predominantly lesbian, but it was really nice to have some diversity, too. Because we need our allies, and we need to connect with gay men more. I think we really segregate ourselves a lot, you know, as a group. And I think it's, you know, it's important that we build those bridges too.
Wait, I want to go. I want to go on a sweet cruise.
Okay.
You'll just have to come with me. I'll vet you.
Okay. Which one do you recommend? Which one should I go on?
Well, we don't have any.
To Idaho. There's no boat.
I don't want to go to Idaho.
Raft. Right now we have mostly land-based vacations.
Okay.
Really big event. Is our Cozumel resort. We're taking over the whole resort for a week.
Wow.
And it's really nice to also stay in one place so we can produce parties and you don't have to deal with kind of the logistics of moving sites every day.
Right.
And so you really get to know people better because you're not just like trying to catch a ferry to your excursion. You know, you have 7 days to really explore the island. So we're going to chill in paradise. It's an all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink resort.
Wow.
Very
really
cool.
Nice, like W-quality rooms with every room has a double jacuzzi tub. Almost every room has a balcony with a hammock. Like, it's right on the ocean.
Is there a karaoke night for me to host?
We're doing a bunch of karaoke.
Awesome!
And we're bringing some really amazing entertainment. Suzanne Westenhofer's, that's what she said. They do just, they're incredible and silly and, you know, like nothing you've ever seen before. And Bridget McManus, who has a show on Logo, she's coming with us and we're still adding entertainment.
You're having a blast doing this.
Absolutely.
You know what? This is like the best. This is the best job. I have the best job. On the cruise, everybody kept coming up to me and saying, like, do you get a chance to rest? I'm like, I've been planning this for 2 years. I'm not closing my eyes. This whole week. Like, I don't want to rest. Like, I love my job. It's really fun. And
it sounds like the best job ever.
Yeah, it really
Pretty
does.
Much.
Kind of is.
I feel like no sweet vacation is complete though without your mom and I co-hosting a karaoke night.
My mom would never get up.
you know what? You said that before. She danced all night at the '80s night, and look what happened.
You know, she'll dance. She'll dance with you at karaoke, but she will not get up.
All right.
So shy. But all the ladies kept coming up to me, and they're like, "Your mom is so friendly. Do you think she's flirting with me?" Like, no.
No. No. And please go back to the bar, because I can't handle that question right now. What's kind of your dream sweet vacation? What are you shooting for? What's like the ideal?
Well, you know, doing more of what we've been doing. I mean, everything has been fantastic. We did an African safari this past February.
Wow.
And that was just phenomenal. It was a much smaller group of people, but we went in, you know, we looked at animals. We like bonded as a group in a way that, you know, I came home with some really, really good new friends, and we did a really great project in Kenya before we left in Nairobi, in the world's second largest slum. We brought them a ton of school supplies, and we, you know, really kind of had our eyes open to, you know, how lucky we are in the United States. I mean, I just came home feeling so fortunate to live here, and also really, like, it's also a very mellow country.
Right.
Very, like, I really was like, I need to make my life more simple, too, because I was so much less stressed out without, you know, all of my technology all the time.
And did you make any changes?
I'm trying.
That's all. That's what matters.
I did come home and set up some boundaries about how often I'm going to be on the computer and you know, because there's a lot that you do in your day-to-day life on your computer that's just not really adding to it. You know,
yeah,
right.
Effing around and
I'm so excited. I'm actually going to Africa in a month and I feel like I'm probably going to get the shakes from being away from, you know, Facebook for that long, but I'm kind of excited about that.
It was really nice.
He's going to freak out.
I'm going to freak out.
You're going to freak out because it's right after the life
it's right
cycle.
After, it's right after the AIDS ride. So, yeah, no, it'll be exciting.
So you're doing a life cycle?
I am working the life cycle. The
no, he's not
LA
cycling.
I'm supporting.
You are.
I'm working the gear trucks, so I'll be unloading all the gear.
I love the gear truck people. I've done the life cycle 5 times.
Wow, look at that. But
are you going to be there
this
year?
Join us this summer.
Not doing it this summer.
Okay.
I mean, my travel schedule is such that I just wouldn't be able to train enough. And on AIDS Ride 4, I learned how much I need to train and how doing that, you know, going without training. I was in rehab for a year.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Now, have you had those moments? You have the type of job where you must have those moments where you wake up and say, where am I?
Sometimes. Very occasionally. But usually I remember where I am.
Okay.
Unless it was a really good party. So I live in Oakland, which is very close to San Francisco, and tomorrow I actually am going to Denver to do a weekend of volunteer projects.
Oh, wow. What are you going to be working on in Denver?
In Denver, we're doing three things. We're doing a school supply drive
to
Colorado schools at First Friday, which is the largest recurring women's party. It's they do it the first Friday every month. It's about 2,500 women, and we're having people bring out their used and or new school supplies to give to Colorado schools, which are really have suffered a lot from budget cuts.
Right.
Teachers are spending around $6,000 a year out of their own pockets in order to be able to supply kids with the things that they need. So we're doing that, and then on Saturday we're doing a patio party. We're just having like a happy hour mixer with all of our sweet people there. And then on Sunday, we're doing a fun run to benefit the Denver Zoo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're having fun and you're making a difference. Is that not the core of what you're doing?
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's pretty
awesome. It's really cool.
You can have fun, you can make a difference, and the advocate will act as a dating service for you.
We'll see.
All right, we got to talk about your music selections. Are you ready to talk about your music selections?
Wait, let's do it.
All right, so, as with every guest, Shannon Wentworth, you must tell our listening audience what some of your very fascinating musical selections say about Shannon Wentworth. Are you ready?
Yeah,
okay.
Remind me what they are.
I will. First up, we played I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. What does I Got a Feeling say about Shannon Wentworth?
That song is just all about getting in the mood to have fun. I played it, every night when I was getting ready to go on stage on the cruise, anytime before I have to get up and speak publicly or whatever. It makes me really happy. It's a nice song to bounce to and puts me in a really, mood to have some fun.
All right.
Awesome.
Good start. Now, we had this thing. We didn't think we would ever play another Miley Cyrus song, but then Shannon Wentworth requested Miley Cyrus. Shannon, what does The Climb say about Shannon Wentworth?
It says like that basically I'm relentless, that that to remember that it's about the journey and not the destination. And I listen to it when I'm working out. I listen to it when maybe when I hit an obstacle in my path to my dream, and it helps me really focus on being present in the moment and remembering that it's important, to just keep climbing. It's not about reaching a destination. That there's no point in the future at which you're going to be more happy than the point you're at right now. That it's really about enjoying the climb and enjoying where you are.
Now, I want to talk about working out actually really quickly, because we this is something that we've talked about with Mariah Hansen, I think, mm-hmm. twice before. There's a lot of articles and blogs and people, lesbians and gay men, who are really uncomfortable participating in these big parties or going on these cruises because they feel there's this body type that they have to be. Is that true for the sweet vacations?
No, I mean, lesbians come in all different shapes and sizes, and really I think that what's most important is that you're happy with yourself and you're comfortable in your own body. And I think that particularly with lesbians, I mean, one of the reasons that we're doing 5Ks and things like that is to really encourage people to get out and be more active.
Yeah.
It's not about looking a certain way, but it's about health. Like, lesbians are at a greater risk than than straight women for things like heart attacks.
They are, yep.
We're more likely to be obese, we're more likely to smoke and drink, and, you know, we want to encourage people to have a healthy lifestyle and a healthy balance in their lives. I mean, we, don't get me wrong, you know, we do party, but, and it's a very inclusive party. We had really just every kind of lesbian you can imagine, and I think the cool thing was to watch how people, the straight people we were doing these projects with, reacted to us, because they had an expectation that we were all going to look a certain way. And
right.
We have, you know, we have, like, sweet old grandmas, and we had, you know, large butch women and tiny femme women and, you know, and everything in between, you know, tattoos, no tattoos, like, mullets and, you know, it's like every, basically what they saw was that lesbians are women.
Right.
You know, they're not who you think they are. You know, we really defy stereotyping, and I think the gay community in general defies stereotypes, because we come from, you know, every race, religion, you know, every kind of group you can imagine.
Look at the sweet vacations.
Yeah.
They're challenging stereotypes. They're making a difference. There's an all-you-can-drink part of it. It's good. This is good.
Encouraging us to work out, because knitting is not
cardiovascular
activity.
It's not going to happen. Where can people go to learn more about these sweet vacations?
DiscoverSweet.com.
Awesome.
Or you can just throw the word sweet vacation in your Google browser and... Bam! We'll be there.
There you go.
Bam!
Shannon, you're just having fun.
I am.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love it, too.
All right, folks, so you got to go over to DiscoverSweet.com.
They're going to the Caribbean, Idaho, Kenya.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the Isle of Women, Machu Picchu.
Wow.
All over the place. Denver, apparently.
And Denver.
And Vermont.
And Vermont soon.
Soon. Very soon.
Shannon, an absolute pleasure. We love having people on the show who are making a difference and just having a blast doing it. And that's you.
Well, thank you so much.
Shannon, an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank
Shannon.
You.
All the best.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Elphaba, why couldn't you have stayed calm for once instead of flying off the handle? I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy now. I hope you're happy how you hurt your paws forever. I hope you think you're clever. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy too. I hope you're proud how you would grovel in submission to feed your own ambition. So though I can't imagine how, I hope you're happy right now. Listen to me. Just say you're sorry. You can still be with the wizard. What you've worked and waited for. You can have all you ever wanted.
I know.
But I don't want it.
No.
I can't want it anymore. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts, close my eyes, and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can pull me. Accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I must. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I said I might defy.
Glenn, come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Unlimited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team there's ever been. Glenda, dreams the way we planned them. If we work in tandem, there's no fight we cannot win. Just be willing to fight the gravity. With you and I defying gravity, they'll never bring us down. Well, are you coming? You're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it. I hope you're happy in the end. I hope you're happy, my
was Defying Gravity, as requested by tonight's guest, the fun-loving and making a difference in the world, Shannon Wentworth.
Indeed.
I would also like everyone to know that although our microphones were turned off at that moment, I did hit that high note.
And I was
and
scared.
And hit it beautifully.
Just he hit it hard.
Take that, he Kate Pizakis. I was great. Can we do a quick shout-out? I want to
yes.
do a shout-out.
Baby Coleman.
Okay, there's
now.
Yours.
I'm just excited. And, there's a baby.
And mine is to Lily. This is our little buddy, Lily, one of the youngest listeners of our show, who just discovered that she's allergic to everything. This is Carrie's daughter, Lily.
Yes.
She's allergic to everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
So. Oh, Lily.
Except gay radio shows. So
not
Lily,
allergic, huh?
Keep on listening. Hey, Lou Engel of the Kansas City-based The Call Ministries, he traveled to Uganda to deliver a message of support to officials there who back anti-gay legislation pending in parliament. The bill has been roundly condemned by the international community, but its supporters say they will not bow to intimidation. And this is what Mr. Engel said, quote, "Today, America is losing its religious freedom. We are trying to restrain an agenda that is sweeping through the education system. Uganda has become the ground zero." There's so many remarkable parts to this story.
Just,
first,
yeah.
that I'm going to Uganda, so yep. that freaks me out, and I hope that Lou Engel isn't there. Second, that this got press. I mean, granted, we are not from Kansas City, but I'm having a hard time believing that The Call Ministries is some big-ass organization that has a
Language
lot of...
Language FCC.
That has some sway, and yet, over on all the gay news sites, Lou Engel from the Kansas... And apparently our show, Lou Engel from the Kansas City-based The Call Ministries... gets a shout out for his trip to Uganda. This is a little weird. The oh government, gosh. Shocking, shocking news. Are you sitting? I know I'm looking at you as you're sitting, but tell our listening audience, are you sitting for this shocking news, Becca?
I'm sitting. Okay. I'm waiting.
The government, the U.S. government, seems to be dragging its heels a little bit on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That sound you heard was Becca falling on the floor.
Wait, repeat that one more time.
The White House press secretary, Robert Gibbs, said today he remained noncommittal about when President Obama wants Congress to take any type of legislative action. He said that he would have to get guidance. Specifically, the advocate asked, quote, is the president potentially open to a scenario where Congress votes on repeal this year but delays implementation of repeal until the Defense Department study comes out? In other words, deferring to the Department of Defense timeline on implementation of repeal. And Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, in an effort to be as direct as possible and really move along the gay agenda, said, quote, I have not heard that. But I will get an update on whether that's something that we have heard from the Hill or others around town. CJ Craig on The West Wing, who's real, she would have had a more direct answer.
Who's real?
Yeah. Just want to put that out there. So it brought us to the poll this
week.
That
was a good administration, actually.
I think so. Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't it?
Those mornings when I woke up and was just confused as to the demarcation between what was happening in the West Wing and what was happening, you know, in the real world. It's very confusing to me. Very confusing. But this week's poll on 365gay.com was, Becca, do you think the military's request to delay lifting Don't Ask, Don't Tell is necessary?
No.
Or just stalling?
Stalling.
Here are your three answers. Answer one, it's stalling.
Stalling.
You are in the majority. 76% said it's stalling. The military just wants this to go away.
Look how I get along with everybody.
Well, no, you get along with 76%. We'll call you 76% Sheehan. 20% said not sure, but either way, the military needs to stop discharging those who are LGBT immediately. And 4% said it's necessary. This would be a big change for the military. They need to make sure that service members are on board.
I have to disagree with that nickname because it definitely implies some level of inbreeding. That makes me uncomfortable.
If you stroll on over to thisshowissogay.com, you will see This Show Is So Gay's own 76% she, and I'm going to put that somewhere on the website.
Oh, you're so dead.
Not so much.
I've got to say one more shout out to our former Brooklyn correspondent who became our Australian correspondent who is now on his way to the Thai border through China.
What?
Yeah, he's our multinational correspondent. He's been traveling.
Who's this?
My good friend Tim. And he is now headed to Thailand, but it seems that he has lost his ATM card
somewhere just along Facebook? The way. Is this even a gay story?
Well, no, it kind of is.
How is this a gay story?
It's a shout out, okay? And I'm gay. So it counts. But
I feel like I need to redeem
with a gay
story. We're
international. Yes. International. That's what I'm saying. No. We have international reach here.
Because I'm feeling generous and because our show has to be a certain length for the various syndication, I will leave that shout out in. But it wasn't gay. In Texas,
it is on many levels.
A trans woman who was born male and her longtime girlfriend were legally married this past Monday in San Antonio after previously being denied a marriage license in El Paso, prompting the county attorney to ask Texas's attorney general for clarification on the state's marriage laws. Sabrina Hill, who is 60 years old, because it says her age, and that's apparently important, was born male and is listed as male on her birth certificate, which allowed her to marry her girlfriend, Therese, T, she goes by T, Burr. Texas identifies marriage as a union between one man and one woman, and Hill was born Virgil Eugene Hill, and at 28, after a medical exam, found that he had ovaries and she had a sex change operation. I know I just screwed up some pronouns.
Yes, he did.
The couple originally tried to get married when Hill attempted to get veteran medical benefits for Burr. They applied for a license in El Paso, but they were told by the government employees they didn't have the authority to deal with it. And now the county attorney is asking the state attorney general for clarification on, quote, how to apply the law. The information on this case contradicted with each other. My gosh, it just goes back and forth. It's just the laws are not set up correctly from state to state. How about we make a law where everyone can get
state
married?
Rights?
Oh.
Versus national.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But should be able to get married. All right. So we have a lot of exciting things coming up on this show, and you can always find out about them. We do. You can always find out about them on thisshowissogay.com. we received a ton of amazing emails this past week over at this show is so gay at AOL.com.
That's, and we replied to everyone.
I actually am now caught up. We have replied to everyone. We had some really cool guest ideas. We're always looking for guest ideas. So send me your guest ideas at this show is so gay at AOL.com, and I will reach out and try to get them on our little rinky-dinky show that seems to get all these really cool guests.
We do get cool guests.
We have the
executive
director coming up of the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force.
Woohoo.
Kind of a big organization.
Kind of a little one, yeah. Little important.
Some authors coming up. And the funny thing is, I'm telling Becca this, you know, on the air, we'll be going on hiatus in June because we won't be here.
I kind of figured since you're going to be...
I'll be in California, and then, but maybe I'm going to try to record some pieces from California, and Becca and I will try to put together some best of shows so that you can get your This Show Is So Gay fix while we're, you know, not on the air. So please drop us an email at thisshowissogay@AOL.com. I have just received some of the most courageous emails, people writing about getting out of some really damaging relationships and people coming out as HIV positive, and it's
or
really
coming out period.
Or coming out period and coming out to their children and telling us about it. And my God, I cannot tell you how humbling and how honored we both are from just being the recipients of your stories, that you would take the time to share this with us and that you're listening to our show is an absolute, absolute honor to us. Please, please keep on listening, and please, please keep telling us about your life, because we'd love to hear about it.
And let us know in the email if it's okay that we share your info
absolutely.
Or what you're okay with us sharing on the air.
Because you guys have some great stories, and we want to share your stories with the world. So we thank you so much. We, as always, thank our guests. And tonight it was Shannon Wentworth from DiscoverSuite.com, doing some really cool vacations and really making a difference in the world. And my gosh, folks, if you're not getting from this that you can have fun and still make a difference, those two things, not mutually exclusive, so get out there and do it. That wraps it up for us for this week, folks. So get out there, go do some incredible things. You can have fun while doing it. And remember, above all else, why be gay when you can be
so gay?
One tribe, one time, one planet, one race. It's all one blood, don't care about your face. Color of your eye or the tone of your skin. Don't care where you are, don't care where you been. Cause where we gonna go is where we wanna be. The place where the native language is unity. And the continent is called Pangea. And the main ideas are connected like a sphere. No propaganda to try to upper hand us. Cause man, I'm loving this. Peace. Man, I'm loving this. Peace. Man, I'm loving this. Peace. I don't need no leader that's gonna force feed her. Concept to make me think I need her. Fear my brother and fear my sister and shoot my neighbor with my big missile. If I had an enemy, if I had an enemy, if I had an enemy, then my enemy's gonna try to come and kill me. Cause I'm his enemy. There's one tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. We one tribe, y'all. We are one people. Let's catch amnesia. Forget about all that evil. Forget about all that evil. That evil that they feed you. Let's cast amnesia. Forget about all that evil.